Then we'll view their choice of vocational qualifications after they finish GCSEs. 那接下来我们再来看英国中学生们在获得 GCSE 证书之后的另外一个选择，去获得职业资格证书 Vocational qualifications. For students who are not so academically minded, they still have the option to further their education by studying a vocational courseThat will provide them with a more hands-on experience and education. 那对于那些不是很有学术头脑的学生，他们仍然可以通过学习职业课程来继续他们的教育，这将为他们提供更多的经验和教育的收获。A pupil doesn't need any formal qualifications to enter basic vocational course.而中学生们进入职业基础课程呢，他基本上不需要任何正式的某种资格。Literacy skills may be the only requirements, while some schools or institutions offering vocational courses may have their own requirements.
识字可能是唯一的要求，当然一些提供职业课程的学校或者机构也许会有他们自己的要求。
The most popular vocational programs include
那目前广受学生欢迎的职业教育项目包括
BTEC Awards National Vocational Qualifications NVQ City and Guide Qualifications Apprenticeships Along with A-levels, BTEC Nationals or Level 3 are the most widely recognized qualification to get into university
那么以上项目呢我们给大家介绍一下 BTEC 和 NVQ 那么与 A-level 一样 BTEC National 或者是 Level 3 是最被广泛认可的进入大学的资格证明那 BTEC 呢 stands for Business and Technology Education Council
它的全称是英国商业与技术教育委员会The NVQ is a work-based qualification which recognizes the skills and knowledge a person needs to do a job.
那我们书上说的 GNVQ, 也就是说 NVQ 呢它是一种基于工作的资格认证用于认可一个人从事某种工作所需要的技能和知识。
GNVQ covers a wide range of subjects for every occupational area in every business sector.
那 GNVQ 涵盖了各行各业几乎所有职业领域的广泛的科目。
After a pupil spends time in learning those vocational programs for several months or years, they would find a job later on, or some of them would apply for a university.
在学生们花了几个月或者是数年时间来学习这些职业课程之后，他们会可能找到一份工作，或者呢，他们当中有一些人呢，可以去申请大学。
No matter pupils choose academic or vocational qualifications in further education, the requirements of study are relatively harsh than those in previous years of school.
那不管中学生们他在中学之后选择学术的或者是职业的继续教育相比起之前那些年的读书经历而言 Further education 的学习要求呢相对更加的苛刻